Now we've come to the last division from chapters 10 through 36, and we have the division of the kingdom, and the emphasis now is upon the history of Judah. That is the line of David. The emphasis is not here upon the 10 tribes. What is it that is emphasized here in the history of Judah? Well, what we have here are five great periods of reformation and revival. And we want to pay particular attention to that because God emphasizes that in this section. Now, today we'll probably get to the first great period of reformation and revival under Asa. But now let's go back to chapter 10, and we find here Solomon has died, and now his son, Rehoboam, came to the throne. And I read chapter 10, verse 1. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. Now, we do not have that in Chronicles, but back in Kings, we were told that this man Jeroboam attempted to lead a rebellion even before the death of Solomon, and he had to flee for his life, and he went down into the land of Egypt, and he stayed there to the death of Solomon. And now he returns and, of course, continues to raise up the rebellion in the kingdom. Now, if this man Rehoboam had been wise and his judgment had been a little bit more mild and modest, he could have saved the splitting of the kingdom, the division that came about. But he did not. Now, we find that with Jeroboam back in the land, we read, and they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. In other words, the taxes were really the cause of all the dissension. I do not know whether you are aware of it or not. Not only here, but probably the thing that has caused the revolution and rebellion and the downfall of more nations than anything else is this matter of taxes. It's what brought the Roman Empire to its knees. It is what produced the American Revolution. Taxation without representation was our problem, and it brought about the Boston Tea Party and so on. And if taxes keep going up as they are, it's time for another Tea Party, because that is the thing that ultimately will wreck any people. And unfortunately, our representatives in the state and in our national government just don't seem to think that's the problem. They just continue to raise taxes. Now, that was the problem here. Solomon had put on a tremendous building program. It was very impressive. Not only did he build the temple, but we're told in Kings, he had built all sorts of palaces and buildings. It was a great building program. Well, that had to be paid for. And as a result, why, it caused an increase in taxes. Now, that gave Jeroboam here a lever whereby he could make a protest. And he came in to Rehoboam and he said, now look, your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we'll serve thee. Now, Jeroboam actually is very mild himself in his approach. He said, if you will reduce taxes, then we'll go along with you, but we won't unless you do. And so Rehoboam, he said unto them, come again unto me after 3 days. The people departed. That was a fair thing. It would give him an opportunity to look at what the indebtedness was, what was the wise thing to do. And the wise thing would have been to reduce taxes.